and he couldn't get control, took the shot. But we got the puck back, and we maintained it. And, you know, Reed just took an innocent-looking shot from a bad angle, and it found its way to the back of the net. But the points are huge.
Going back to earlier in the game, Coach, that first period, you had said that we just didn't seem to have the same mojo going into that first 20 minutes of play.
Just the same energy level. You could see it. Now, part of that is our team, and part of that, obviously, is Alabama-Huntsville. I thought they played a more spirited game, let's put it that way, than they did Friday night. And that always happens. I mean, most nights it happens. If you've lost that first game, you're going to come back with a little bit more effort and commitment. And if you win, a lot of times you have the tendency, well, you feel pretty good, you relax, everybody's telling you, you know, congrats, and you've got to make sure that you bring it every night. And I think that was a good lesson for our team, that we have to understand how teams, they're going to work every night, but when you get beat, you're going to even see a better team the next night.
The first period, we're outshot 8-5. Second period, we outshoot them 12-4, and there wasn't a whole lot of power play time, if I remember right, in that second period for us. So that was just good 5-on-5 hockey by the Huskies.
Well, it was, and I thought we picked the pace up. I thought it was important for us to get to the first intermission and just sort of push the restart button a little bit, because we just didn't seem to have that, like you said, that mojo. And again, you know, we took a penalty in the first period, and then Cliff took a double minor there at the end of the first period. So we had to kill, four of the first five penalties in the game, you know, and it is what it is, but we have to understand that. And anytime you take those penalties, it sort of puts you on your heels a little bit, and you can't get in that flow. But there weren't a lot of them, but we had to kill a lot of them early. And, our penalty killers did an outstanding job of really not even letting them have any real grade-A opportunities on the power play, and Joe Sean did a great job on that this weekend. So having said that, you could just sense it. We just could not. They did a better job. They collapsed harder in the offensive zone, were much more physical, and brought, you know, 3-4 guys down there. A lot of times we had 2 guys down there. We just seemed to get outnumbered a lot and did not win many of the battles, especially the first period, down in their zone. Consequently, we couldn't really get anything going. And we were in their zone a lot. We were pushing a lot, but it just seems like we didn't get a lot out of it.
It seems like on our rushes, too, in the first 2 periods, we'd have nice rushes coming in, but a pass would be to the backhand of somebody or not on a tape. And just
we're just a little off, and you could tell. And, part of that could be, there's always fatigue in the second game. You always have that, and you're trying to make sure you're in good shape, but you're not going to quite have the same energy for the most part, or man per man. And we made some lineup changes, and you always wonder how that affects the team. And you know, we left a couple guys in who haven't played back-to-back games yet, and you know, they looked a little bit slower. So we have to take that all into consideration, especially early in the year here.
We did get a goal, though, at the 10:30 mark of the third period. Matt Roy from the point on a great draw win by Joel Esperance.
And a face-off deep in the zone. Still no score here in the third period. Halfway through, here's Roy with a shot. Score! That was just a clean, clean draw win by Les Perez.
Yeah, and he's been good. He's big body, strong. He's got some quickness on the faceoffs. But the nice thing is we had a little, I think, media timeout right there too, so we could talk a little bit about what we wanted to do. And we talked about trying to get scoring opportunities off the faceoff on the power play right away if you can, because you can outnumber guys there. And I thought we had a 2-on-1 at the net, so it was good for Matt to get that shot through. Even if he doesn't get redirected or tipped, and you know, the goalie makes a save, if there's any rebound, we got 2 guys that are 1 in front of the net there. And but good shot by Matt Roy. Good hard shot, gets it through. Lesmond's releases, goes to the net, and a great redirection there. So
did that go off of Brandon Parker? Number 20.
I don't know. I thought it went on off Les France.
Well, that's what we originally.
I know
thought
they gave Matt Roy the goal, but it looks like he gets. So I don't know if they officially changed that on our stats after the game or not.
Because I thought Les France too, but I did go back and blew everything.
You looked
up,
at it,
and it looks like it goes out for Brandon Parker.
Yeah, and maybe it does. Yeah. So good.
We'll take it.
Good tip, but but we're watching that because you can see they both have their sticks, and I watched it too. And Lesbron sort of, gives it like this, and it doesn't matter. I'm sure our guys really don't care who scored the goal, but the bottom line is, at that point in the game where we only had 2 power plays in the whole game, to our 5 we had to kill off, and that's that's pretty rare and in any situation, because we didn't play, I thought we played a pretty clean game, and you know, we are in their zone a lot, and usually when you're in the other team's zone a lot, they're going to take more penalties because you're always pressing. But having said that, that was an important goal, and I thought at that point, Dirk, and I mentioned this at the on the show or after the game on Saturday, I felt at that point, you know, here we go. Okay, we finally got one. We're going to get some energy. We're going to feed off of it and you know, bring this baby home. And unfortunately, that's not how it played out.
Good pressure by the Chargers right after that goal.
Fly to the net. McHugh with it. Again, wide open is Gosselin. Gosselin will shoot. Got through, scores! Went right through Sturrows and in the net. The Huskies give it up. And we're
11:20, the time of that goal, and Gosselin had two or three opportunities on that play before he scored.
Yeah, we didn't do a real good job in sealing off the puck carrier in the offensive zone deep in the corner, and one of the things you leave open is that weak side point guy. You know, he seems to be the most least dangerous guy, I should say, on the ice, and we collapsed down low, and we just did not do a good job on their player with the puck in a couple instances, and the way we play, we try to outnumber that guy down low and put 2-on-1 on him, but we just seemed like we were killing a penalty. We didn't do a very good job, and I can't fault Reed. He gets out there on that shooter, and it just sort of goes through
right
him.
Through somehow. Him.
And it's an innocent looking wrist shot that finds its way to the upper part of the net, and you know, their top line was out on that goal, and I thought they did a good job, but it's disappointing to give that goal up for a lot of reasons. You know, that extra point we didn't end up getting, but also it gives them life, and now they're back in the game, and you got to push the restart button and try and find a way to win the game from there on out. And goals were hard to come by.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So as soon as you saw that go in, you know, you're, oh, darn it.
That makes it 1-1. We go to the regular overtime, and we outshoot them 3-0. Reed Sturrows had the best opportunities on the same play there, where he shot it, rebound, and swung around. And you can tell me what you think. It looks like their defenseman stick is what lofted it over
the net.
Is that what it was?
On the second shot, yeah. I mean, because their goalie's down and out. Yeah, Reed gets he's all alone in front of the net. They came out that line and had a real good shift for us in overtime. And, you know, great play to Reed, and, like, he is just where you want to be. And you know, the goalie makes I thought their goalie played exceptionally well, and he made a really nice save on that. And then on the rebound, it's right there. It just never quite got through the net, and it goes over the net. And we had a couple other shots there, but definitely we pushed the pace in overtime, and which is good to see. We had the energy, and we you know, we're in good shape, and you found that out. But yeah, a little frustrating not to come away with the win in overtime.
Well, we go to the WCHA double overtime to get the extra point in 3-0.
Complete possession so far, and turned over, but getting it back will be Sturrows. Shot, score! You can hear just how loud the building is. I mean, yeah. It's just deafening in there when the horn goes off in the crowd. But nice goal by Reed Sturrows, and like you said earlier, not the best goal scorer's goal, but you got it in there.
Well, you know, and good for Reed. I mean, he's finding a way to find the back of the net. And you and I were talking earlier, you know, the goal does not go down in his stats. So your individual stats, once you get to 3-on-3, are not reflected in your personal yearly stats. So when you look up Reed and you'll see his stats, whether it's on our website or, you know, the NCAA website, you'll see he's got 2 goals and not 3 goals. Even though he's actually scored 3 goals, you don't get credit for that. And I think part of the reason, Dirk, we were talking is, you know, the NCAA, once you get past the 5-on-5 overtime, then it goes into books as a tie. And from that point on, you know, the only reason we're playing the 3-on-3 or the shootout is for our league standings. So so he won't get credit for that in the NCAA stats. I'm not so sure, though, that you shouldn't get, you know, in your league stats, at least your conference stats. You know, maybe your overall you don't, but in your conference stats, you should get credit for a goal or assist. Not the shootout per se, but 3-on-3, because you're still playing against, you know, and you can have a 3-on-3 during a game, you know, so it's still part of the game. And, you know, they're huge. They're huge points and huge goals. So, but I'm sure Reed, this moment or that moment really didn't give a flying hoot if that goes into his, you know, career stats or personal stats or whatnot. I mean, and I don't think our team did either. So big goal. I mean, that extra.